G'day, Damo. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you. Light up the region. You've had a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, no, it's been really good the last few days. Certainly just, I guess, introducing the broader community to the concepts that we've been working on for the last 18 months and, looking to secure funding for. Introducing Bruce Munro to the region, really, or the region to Bruce Munro. He's been here a couple of times before, and great to get him out to Lake Coleraine on Monday, and met by a large media contingent there, but also a couple of representatives of the First People of the Mill O'Malley, so yep. Traditional owners there to welcome him. And then walking around on site with some of the local residents, talking about the way that the installation would work, and really getting that inside insight from the locals as well.
A bit of background on Bruce Munro, Brett. He's from
clearly the work he's most well known for in Australia is the Field of Light at Uluru, and he's also done a Field of Light Avenue of Honour at Albany in the commemoration of the 100 years of the Anzacs.
Yep.
So there's a few examples that he's done around Australia, but very internationally renowned as well. He's particularly in the UK and Europe, but in California and a number of shows that he's put together that basically people had attended Uluru and said, "Hey, that looks amazing. We need to do something like that in our country." So. Yeah, very established artist over the last 20 years, and he gave an hour-long presentation yesterday at the Art Centre,
yep.
Just covering off on all of those works and a number of samples from that 20-year career. It's it was really impressive.
So the people that didn't get out to the lake and didn't go to the press day at the Art Centre, what are you trying to achieve with the light display? I know, Brett, but for someone that has only catching up with this afternoon, what would be the best way to describe it to them?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, there's two installations that we're looking at. One is a more, I guess, immersive and contemplative one where you walk through this trail of lights, and they're created, there's something like 32,000 individual pieces of light that float like fireflies in the air. And the idea is that, you'll see different components of the environment. It's very low level light, so it's not really obtrusive in that way, but it's to then, enable you to, connect with the people that you're with, but also the environment that you're in and
yep.
Being at the lake, it's, pretty stunning environment. Then at Wentworth, we've been working on what's called FOSO, the Fibre Optic Symphonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
And these are 104 Hills hoists that are set into the shape of a orchestra pit.
Yeah.
And each of them are mounted with LED lights. And so as the music plays, and there's a number of digital scores that are embedded in that, including things... a number of didgeridoo elements to it as well.
Yeah.
The individual elements of the orchestra pit light up as that instrument would be playing in the music. So the idea is that in the first bit, you would be watching it from on top of a large escarpment. It's this natural bowl that's formed.
Yeah.
And you're able to watch the show from there at the start, and then... after that, the sort of the gates open for you to go and actually walk through and immerse yourself and stand next to these Hills hoists and actually hear each of the individual instruments as they play.
Well, Brett, you've just described two fantastic tourist attractions, and I haven't even seen them yet, and just your description of them that would make me go and have a look.
Yeah, look, and that's the thing. We know the value that it would bring, not only just for locals, like for visitors, but for locals as well. And that's, all been built into the modelling that we've developed around it. The opportunity is about $130 million a year for our visitor economy. We know that anyone who stays here for a night spends on average $180.
Yeah.
So with that, we've got the opportunity to increase visitation because it'll give people a reason to come here.
Absolutely.
But it's also about that staying of the additional nights because they add the value. That's where we get this $130 million of additional expenditure in the region come from. Not only that, you create jobs in terms of the installations themselves. You look at Uluru, that was originally for a three-year expansion period, got extended by another couple of years and has now just signed another long-term arrangement. So what we can see is that we're going to aim for 5 years as the first component, and then we'll build on it from there.
Obviously, if you want to invest in this, to contact Mildura Regional Development would be the best way, Brett, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've prepared funding bids for state and federal governments, but, you know, if there's individuals out there who are keen to get involved, then by all means, please contact us here, and we've got the detailed prospectus that goes with it. As I said, been a lot of work going on over the last 18 months to get where we are, but so fantastic to have Bruce actually here and be able to, introduce the rest of the community to some of his works and what we see is a great vision for our region.
Look, Brett, I couldn't put it better myself, but on behalf of everyone here at River 1467 and the people of Mildura, take a bow, you and your team at Mildura Regional Development and Bruce Munro. It's good to see an organisation doing something to bring people to the district, and I think this is an absolute ripper.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Every day we're just trying to do our best to be able to, help the businesses here locally and bring people and show them this magnificent region that we live in. So it's nice to see some of it start to come towards fruition.
Absolutely, Brett. Now I'm going to let you go away and have a breather after the last couple of days and put your feet up for a while, mate. You've earned a rest.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.
See you, Brett.